Hello everyone, I'd like to welcome all of you back to Ohio Exopolitics. It's 4:15 p.m. roughly on the 14th of January 2020. I have the greatest clip. I've been waiting to hear this again from Dr. Pechenik for so long. It feels like a long time. Dr. Pechenik was a psychiatrist is a psychiatrist and a medical doctor who worked for the CIA. He has direct connections to the people that are running things. And he says that Joe Biden will be arrested, Hunter Biden will be arrested, Pelosi will be arrested, the Italian government will fall, Mitt Romney will be arrested. He said the Pope has been taken out. He even talks about Cheney's arrest and military tribunals. So it's great news as far as I'm concerned. And Trump will get a second term. So some people will not believe it. I understand that. We're going to have to wait and see what happens here. But maybe I can get this interview
Alex,
started.
Quiet down a bit. You've never been in a military coup. You do not understand what that means. You do not understand how quickly we work and how long we've been preparing for this. I kept saying to you months ago, this is a fascist system coming from the left, from Obama, from Brennan. When does a director of the CIA, who's a Catholic moron from Fordham, screwed up in Saudi Arabia, becomes the deputy director of the CIA, was an analyst, and then brings forth another CIA operative, Obama? That's when I got my subpoena 10 years ago, and I had to go to court to explain how what an idiot this man was and how the Attorney General of Miami was an idiot. In other words, my tolerance for ignorance and stupidity is not great. If I'm wrong, I will never appear on your show again. But if I'm right, I become one of your official paid commentators. You want that
if
bet?
If you're right, I'll hire you and pay you. You can be on the show every day.
The resistance.video.
Okay, I'm Alex Jones, your host. Please remember, we are listener supported and we sell great products. Highest quality air filters, highest quality water filters. People go get them. They go, wow, these are top of the line, tested against similar models for half the price. Wow, you really have the best stuff. Yeah, that's what we do. And so the Alexa Pure Breeze, the Alexa Pure Water Filtration, all that's discounted at preparewithalex.com. The prices are growing up a little bit in 2021. We're in 2021, but you've got preparewithalex.com as you write to a subsection of InfoWars.com where we have deals better than our distributor can give anybody else. Contractually, we get around it. So it's already lower prices than anybody else, even when them has. Preparewithalex.com on Saturday, it will have to go up to 2021 prices. They cannot do it anymore. It's going to go up a little bit. $850 off of your supply, and there's other big discounts with other food packages. Preparewithalex.com. And then we've got all these other great products back in stock, like Living Defense, like Pollen Block, that's got the natural antihistamine. We have, I don't want to exaggerate, $30 million of infrastructure, equipment, real spook, compared to all the armchair quarterbacks that have never actually done anything. And he grew up as a refugee from Europe in Cuba, and then came to the U.S., and I like Steve. He's been on the show like 19 years. He was trying to be optimistic, and you know, I think that's why he did it, saying, hey, there was some watermarking of ballots. I don't think it was done system-wide in this election. It was done with the states. Democrats put out their own fake ballots. But he made that prediction that, you know, Trump would be able to turn this around. Now a lot of things have gone sideways. I want to get his take on that. I want to get his take on what happened at the Capitol. Provocateur groups trying to stage false flags this weekend. And I know the globalists are controlling some of the Q movement right now. They're trying to manipulate us into violence. So there's a lot to cover. A gestalt of the waterfront. StevePechenik.com is his website. Thanks for joining us. What do you want to tackle first?
It's my pleasure. Let's first tackle the fact that we are now officially in a military coup. What has happened and why I was part of it is because I've had a history of doing soft coups in the United States and what we call hard coups overseas, overthrowing regimes using the military. In this case, we had what we call a hard coup. It was initiated, as I said, a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, by our cyber command using special forces. There were over 400 people from all parts of the intelligence community. I won't go into the names. But in effect now, we are about to arrest Pelosi. We're going to arrest Biden, Hunter Biden, Mitt Romney. You're talking about a whole list of individuals whom I identified on this show for years. When I said Gina Haspel has to go, she went. When I said Barr was a CIA operative, he went. When I told you Pence was not to be believed because he came out of a Democratic Catholic background, became an evangelical Christian, he left. So what's happening now is that we are literally in a military coup. That means, in effect, this country will watch the arrests that will come out of this. We have already arrested, and basically overseas, we have taken out the Pope, whom I have identified for over 30 years as a terrorist, when he was director of the Jesuits, had killed three of our American nuns, two of our Jesuits. We arrested a young man from an older man from the State Department, Stefani Serini, who basically leaked all the information, used Leonardo, the sites going up to the satellites, which were controlled by the Vatican. We in turn intercepted all that information and were able to get, along with Nancy Pelosi's computer. By the way, there was no rioting in the Capitol. I happen to know 3 to 4 people here from my town who said it was very peaceful. The police took down the barriers. And in effect, what people don't know is we sent special forces operators in there to take Pelosi's computer. Now, where does this all fit in? Number one, I wrote about this 27 years ago on State of Emergency. If anybody wants to understand what the real coup is about, then go to on my site and read State of Emergency or listen to the audiobook. Number two, and this is important for you, Alex, to understand, and all of the listeners, you were the method through which we were able to implement the coup. It wasn't when you used to ask me, how did I know what I was doing, or how could I predict it? The truth was, and still is, and by the way, you did an excellent interview with Mike Flynn. The truth is, you were the vehicle through which I was promoting the necessary actions that had to be accomplished. Think of that for a moment. You were the first entity as a banned video. You were identified 19 years ago when you came forth and I associated with you on 9/11. Subsequently, many generals and special forces and cyber command and NSA elsewhere understood that the wars that were created by Cheney, who will be under arrest, the coward that he was in the avoidance of going into the draft, by Mitt Romney, a Mormon, who will also be arrested for the corruption he committed with Bain Capital and elsewhere. He will probably be desanctified from the LDS. All of these elements came out through you, Alex Jones. The reason we never used the New York Times, we didn't do the Washington Post, we didn't do any of the others, we understood who controlled them. I knew about the Murdoch family from the day they came over in 1958. I never trusted Murdoch. I didn't trust his family. What people didn't know, unfortunately, is that Murdoch's mother is an Orthodox Jew, and he is a totally corrupt individual and a coward, along with his family, who brought in all of these stations and eventually kicked you and others off of it. So you were chosen as the method through which we could initiate a military coup.
Okay, well, we didn't talk about this beforehand, and I certainly don't want any type of... I went to have a peaceful demonstration to show our numbers to expose election fraud. So how does a bunch of people acting like idiots in the Capitol signify, that's General McInerney or whatever, saying guys got her laptop? Wouldn't you just dial in and grab the information digitally? I'm totally confused here.
You shouldn't be confused. Number one, the people who went there and were at the Capitol, the people I know went in peacefully. Those who were involved in taking something out, they were, as I was told, special forces. This is not a particular general. I do not know which generals are involved, and the generals that I do know who were involved do not want me to speak about it again. What you are, again, Alex, let me explain it. We marked the computers. We marked the ballots. We marked everything that was done was a sting operation. Nothing has changed. And what was done, it was done by Trump, a businessman who understood the degree of corruption that existed among the Democrats. This isn't just something about the world control of America. This was the concept of a fascist state coming in with the notion of a coronavirus, which was not lethal, using Fauci, another Catholic who was trained by
Dr. Pogenic, listen. I don't know what's going on here because you've come on the show like 19 years, given us a lot of good information. But, I mean, it looks like Trump's leaving in 7 days. You're saying this is a coup? I know they testified the Supreme Court of Italy that they engaged in the fraud. I know you said the Vatican was involved weeks ago. Now it's in the news. Come back and talk to me like I'm 5 years old and explain all this. The article, Supreme Court of Italy legal counsel testifies about 2020 election interference operation directed by U.S. officials. Votes flipped by the system from Trump to Biden. We'll talk about that when we come back on the other side. Infowars.com, NewsWars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Please stay with us. All right, Dr. Steve Pogenic is our guest. I'm Alex Jones, your host. And, Doc, quantify this for me, your view, your perspective on this. How is it a successful military coup against the deep state, who we know is there and is corrupt, the globalist arm of the deep state, I guess, if Biden gets in 7 days? Or are you saying Trump's going to get in? There's about to be mass arrest. We don't have a lot of time here, like 150 hours. What are you saying is about to happen?
I'm about say that Biden is not going to be the president of the United States. What I'm going to be saying is that there have been massive arrests. And what I'm saying, in effect, is that we are in martial law and we have a military coup, which simply means that there is going to be a large number of people who are going to be arrested, detained, and will be tried by military tribunal. The reason it's military is because we no longer trust our CIA, we no longer trust our politicians, we do not trust our governors, we do not trust the senior officials who are in Congress or in the Senate. It's as simple as that. I said it to you years ago, I told you exactly who was going to leave, they left. I wrote the book 27 years ago about a military coup happening in the United States, state of emergency. It's as simple as that, Alex. There is no globalism that's going to be involved. We have shut down Pakistan. We have shut down part of England. We have already
composed the Well, there is talk about the Pope stepping down.
Listen for a minute. The Pope was arrested well over a year ago. And the reason why he was arrested, Alex, because on your show, I said this Pope was corrupt and had been involved with terrorist organizations 20 to 30 years ago. I was forbidden to take him out under Cyrus Vance.
Wait a minute, you're saying the Pope? Well, who's the guy we've seen traveling around the world in the last year?
I don't see anybody traveling around the world right now. You don't see anybody. Alex, get some of your nutraceuticals and understand that it's now. We're not talking about past years. We're not talking about past weeks. We're talking about the next few days and where we are right now. Now, I know you were not informed, and I'm telling you this. Either one of us is wrong, but I'm not wrong.
Well, let me say this. I mean, you can certainly get people thinking they're upside down when they're standing straight. I mean, you were the only guy that got the Camp David Accords through that nobody thought could happen. I mean, you've definitely done some psychological operations. But I'm just telling you, in 7 days, Pogenic, tell us who's going to be the president and what's about to happen.
7 days. Let me repeat it again, Jones. It's going to be Trump. It will not be Biden. Biden's people will be arrested. There will be people who will be arrested. Pelosi, Biden, Schumer. That's what's going to happen. And if I'm wrong, fine. Don't put me on your show. If I'm right, what else are you going to do? The point of fact is either you want to believe me or not. I don't particularly care what most people say or don't say.
Doc, you've been on the show and given us a lot of good info over the years. You said that the East Coast and West Coast would collapse and everything would move to the South. I mean, you've said a lot of things that are true. I'm just sitting here watching this fiasco, and I see the left provocateuring right-wing groups for a bunch of craziness this weekend, and it doesn't look good to me. So I don't want to encourage people. Like, you saw the Q guys going to the Capitol with zip ties. They thought they were on a secret mission to arrest people.
Alex, quiet down a bit. You've never been in a military coup. You do not understand what that means. You do not understand how quickly we work and how long we've been preparing for this. When I told you months ago that we were involved in this and we were taking over all the elements of the political system because we could not trust the Mitt Romneys, the governors, the senators, the judges. You're talking about when I said to you years ago, and you still don't remember, John Roberts, the Supreme Court justice, has been indicted. He was corrupt at the time that he made the Obama case into a tax. He then went to Malta. He was paid off. He will be arrested. You're talking about Obama's people, where I said repeatedly he was a CIA operative. There was nothing about him that was real. He was a homosexual who had been on drugs and everything.
Well, there's a
lot
of crazy stuff. You say be quiet, but I got to ask the questions here. Let's look at this. The Joint Chiefs of Staff put out a letter saying Biden will be president. Is that, who is that from? What is that?
I don't know who the Joint Chiefs, that's not relevant to us, because the real operational is not the Joint Chiefs of Staff. It's the military individuals who are involved. It's the CIA. It's other people
involved.
Well, listen,
I'm not lending credence to what you're saying, but having the Joint Chiefs go, it will be Biden and the military must follow our orders, makes them sound weak. Why would they need to say that if there wasn't some internal battle going on?
Do you remember when I said to you General Mattis will be thrown out? You remember that?
Yes, I do.
Was he thrown out?
Yeah, he was.
Okay. So what I'm getting at is there are different types of generals. There are those who are Secretary of State, like Cheney, who said this is treason. Then you got Liz Cheney, this incompetent fool from Wyoming, who said this is treason. Who is the biggest Benedict Arnold in the history of the 20th century that I've said to you for 19 years? The Cheney family is the equivalent of Benedict Arnold. He should have been arrested. He should have been executed for what he did all over the world. He sent our boys into war, to Iraq and Afghanistan. I've had generals who are incompetent. Esper, was he, did I tell you he would leave? He left, right? Did I tell you Mattis would leave? He left. Because he lied about what he did and who he was.
So McInerney is right that they use this to get her laptop or whatever, according to you. Now, you did say something about Italy last time you were on, and a lot of stuff going on with that. What do you make of the Supreme Court hearing testimony that the Italian military was used with the German military, where they were counting the votes in the digital system, to go in and manipulate the servers to flip votes from Trump to Biden? What do you make of that?
What do I make of this? Just what I told you. We went after the Leonardo system, which came out of the Italian. There was a foreign service officer who was Italian Catholic and involved with the Italian Catholic Church. The Pope was involved. He was neutralized. It was sent up to Leonardo, which is the satellites. We picked it off of Leonardo and basically downloaded all of the information that was compromised. And basically proving that Biden was never elected legally. Biden will not be in the presidency. Kamala Harris will not be in the vice presidency. All of the appointments, including this new Secretary of Defense, who they think is wonderful, but I happen to know about him.
What about the new so-called CIA director? Well, let me say this. The one thing I know you're saying is true. The one thing I know you're saying is true is we are under martial law right now. It's not just in D.C.
That's correct. I've said it repeatedly. You're under martial law everywhere. The state of California.
Why do I see Black Hawk helicopters hovering over downtown Austin this morning?
Because you're sitting down in Austin. You're working very hard in your studio and you're trying to sell vitamins. We don't send Black Hawk helicopters everywhere. This is not just special forces. These are units from all over the country. The reason why you don't see Trump. You kept on asking me, why is he absent? And I kept saying to you, this is Sun Tzu. Trump was brilliant. What he did was to allow all the Democrats and Republicans to reveal their underlying miscreant behavior. And then he was sent to command and control centers in Abilene, command and control centers in NORAD. There's no reason for him to come out. He wanted to do exactly what a brilliant strategist does, which is to allow everybody to reveal their pathological intentions. I kept saying to you months ago, this is a fascist system coming from the left, from Obama, from Brennan. When does a director of the CIA, who's a Catholic moron from Fordham, screwed up in Saudi Arabia, becomes the deputy director of the CIA, was an analyst and then brings forth another CIA operative, Obama. That's when I got my subpoena 10 years ago, and I had to go to court to explain how what an idiot this man was and how the Attorney General of Miami was an idiot. In other words, my tolerance for ignorance and stupidity is not great. I'm not saying that about you, but I'm saying very simply, if I'm wrong, so be it. But if I'm right, you're going to have to understand something about our country and that you don't fully understand what it really is about.
See, and here's the deal. That's a nice backhanded deal. I am an idiot at many levels. You know, that's what Socrates said, is I know that I know nothing. We're going to go to break in 2 minutes. We're going to come back and let you finish up here. But all I know is this. This country's in crisis. We should be praying. We should all be politically involved. We should be pointing out this election's a fraud. And we should be exposing Joe Biden as a communist Chinese agent. StevePaczynik.com. He's our guest. And, boy, this is a very exciting time to be alive. We'll see what comes out of all of this. But, obviously, I'm going to ask the tough questions here. A 19-year history with this guy on air. He's given us 99% good stuff. But, I mean, gosh, I hope he's right. Now, some say don't have him on. Well, you can burn in hell, too. You know, this idea that I'm just supposed to have one view on here, one idea. This is all in flux. We are under martial law. I was driving in this morning, and I was up on the top of the Mixmaster, and I could see downtown, and I could see military bases with Blackhawks, four of them just sitting. And by the time I got to the office, they took off. But whatever they were doing was like scanning for weapons or something, probably radioactive devices. Seeing a lot of bizarre behavior going on, folks. We'll be right back. You know, I hope Dr. Steve Pachinik's right. Not that we had a military coup, but that the Chi-Com agent Joe Biden gets exposed. But I thought, you know, let's get him on now 7 days until whatever's going to happen. The country is under martial law. Total insanity is unfolding. So, Doc, finishing up, other points you'd like to make or relay to the viewers and listeners out there?
Here's a very simple point I'm going to make. Here's the bet we're going to have, Alex, once and for all. If I'm wrong, I will never appear on your show again. But if I'm right, I become one of your official paid commentators. You want that
bet? If you're right, I'll hire you and pay you. You can be on the show every day.
That's correct. All right, so we have that bet, right?
Yes.
Okay, now I'm going to talk to you about the positive aspects of what's going on. It's called the Black Robe Regiment, and those are the American Christians who have understood that by praying with Jesus, we can in effect implement the necessary constitutional rights that we had. Now, why do I say that? Number one, the Black Robe Regiment was really founded in the Revolutionary War. And I have to remind you in America that we did not come out of peace. It was called a revolution. That means initially we were terrorists against the British. In that process, the Black Robe Regiment were incredible Christian pastors who supported their churches with the notion that you had to fight for liberty, justice, and Jesus. That's exactly what's happening now. And there are those loyal American Christians who belong to this Black Robe Regiment. And I appreciate what they do. I appreciate what you did, Alex. But for the first time, you're beginning to understand you were the vehicle through which I could implement, or the system could implement, what they needed to do. It was not through YouTube. It was not through email. You were being used for 20 years as the major way of communicating to the military and the intelligence. What you forgot, Alex, was the first time I ever came on, you said there were thousands and thousands of operatives listening to us on 9/11. And when we came on 9/11, less than two people in this whole world believed that this was I was correct about 9/11. 5 years later, thanks to your show and our ability to discuss and have our differences, 70% of America understood that Bush Jr., Cheney, Condoleezza Rice, Colin Powell, all cowards, all corrupt.
Well, that's why I have you on. You have the courage to expose 9/11 as an inside job and give out key intel and leave the Council on Foreign Relations. So I know that was a bold thing you did.
Yeah, but that's not about me. I'm talking about you, Alex. You were the vehicle that was initially anointed, say, by me, all right? But if you were anointed because I took that risk to say this is going to be the major vehicle for where we're going to go in the next 20 or 30 years. So in this process, you have to remember, what is this coup about? This is a coup to pay back the Cheneys for the corruption and cowardice, for the wars that they sent us in Iraq and Afghanistan, to Obama, who sent up the war, including Biden, who specifically sent soldiers there, and we lost 5,000 people there, to Obama again, who sent us into war into Afghanistan, to Bush Sr., to Colin Powell, who lied continuously, pathological liar, who was a coward in Vietnam and said we didn't have any lie. Then he lied when he said we had anthrax.
No, I understand you're always exposing their backgrounds. We have Ken Paxton, speaking of arrested that lady in the Veritas video buying votes. We've got all this stuff coming out, but this is crazy. Trump is cut off. Trump is off YouTube. They're not letting the president speak. He should use the EAS alert system. Let's do a few more minutes with Dr. Steve Pachinik back in 60 seconds. All right, Pompeo just announced that he'll be resigning the day of the inauguration of Lord Biden. So I guess Biden won't have the pleasure of getting rid of him. But Dr. Steve Pachinik has been more accurate than he's been wrong. I mean, I'd give him 95% accuracy rate. And he's doubling down. I'll give it to him. Some of this sounds Q-ish to me, but he's a real guy. He's a best-selling author. He's a psychiatrist. He did the Camp David Accords. He's been around forever. He did write Tom Clancy's books. He did make these big films. He did overthrow governments. I mean, he's been on the show before, and there's like federal investigations over it and articles in the London Guardian. Yeah, he's the one that tricked the communists to kill the Italian prime minister. And I mean, he's definitely done the stuff. Okay, it's not a bunch of talk. And so he's sitting here saying all of this, and then I see the weird martial law and all this stuff. I don't know what's going on behind the scenes. I'm just a guy that researches politics here in Texas and loves freedom. But I know this. I don't see how the power structure puts a Joe Biden in control. I mean, the guy can hardly talk. The guy's a Chinese agent, totally penetrated, on record, under criminal investigation for it. And I just don't see where this goes, and Kamala Harris and all of this. So are you saying this is some larger, giant dialectic? Then tell me, how does it unfold the next 7 days that suddenly they're all arrested? And then what happens with Trump? I mean, what the hell, according to what you're saying, humor me, what's going to happen next?
Alex, I don't need to humor you. Basically, what I've said, you are funny in many cases. What is going to happen is Biden will be arrested. Pelosi was going to be arrested. Remember what I said about Pelosi. Her family was Alexandria out of Baltimore, Maryland. They were corrupt. She is corrupt. There's nothing here that's new. In other words, let's get to very simple psychology. This is repetition compulsion. In other words, if you're a crook and a coward, this will continue your whole life. That's Cheney. That's Pelosi, that's Biden. There's nothing new about Biden we didn't know. In effect, I think Biden understood his days were limited. He will be picked up. His son will be picked up. The man who will be the next president of the United States, I said it to you months ago, will be Trump.
So is and that why Biden...
That's probably a good place to stop. Amazing, amazing discussion by Dr. Steve Pachinik. And I'm looking forward to everything he's talking about. You've been listening to Ohio Exopolitics. I'm your host, Mark Snyder. Thanks.